ESPN release. I got off the compilation Stomp. Came out of Norton in 2001. The name of the track is called Monkey Chain. Before that, Rising Sunset, I'm Blue. And another previously released track. I got that off the compilation Fort Worth Teen Scene, Volume 1. That also came out on Norton. Anyway, before that, Sunday and the Men did You Cheated. I got that off the compilation Girls in the Garage Part 2, the CD version, originally released on the Sidewalk label in 1967. And then we kicked it off to the Charades and Please Be My Love Tonight. It's been comped a bunch of times, but I got it off of California Nuggets Volume 1 on the Valley Grown label in 2014, originally released on the Ava label in 1963. Danny's in the house, Stephanie's in the house, Evan's in the house, and I'm out of the house. These were the Desperate Hours. My name is Alex. As always, the pleasure is mine. Take care.
I can hardly wait till he comes home to me. today's edition of The Lounge, and it's on your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
And it is a Thursday night in the city. Welcome, everyone. This is The Lounge Radio Show. It's Danny Martinetti, Stephanie Cardone reporting for duty.
Hey, Boston.
And good friend, producer of the show, Evan Myers is in the house.
What's up, Danny? How you doing?
Oh, we got a great show lined up tonight. We're going to be doing it 80s style tonight on The Lounge.
You know, and the great thing is we're all here in the studio as well. It's been a while since the three of us got to do this. So.
Triple trouble.
Triple trouble. Oh, my goodness, indeed. We are opening up the studio line 617-627-3800 and interact with us. Facebook, Instagram, Lounge Radio Show. We're kicking it off 80s style. This is how we're going to do it tonight. 80s style the whole way. Kicking it off. Oh, my goodness. Joan Jett. Who doesn't like a little bit of rock and roll, right? Steph Cardone, Danny Martinetti, and Evan Myers live in the studio. This is the Lounge Radio Show.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. Been about 17. He was strong, playing my favorite song, and I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. It's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
Oh,
take them all private.
'80s. Get your request in now. 617-627-3800. Everybody's out there.
station with the best music.
I love the music.
And it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Well, lady, meet when late Saturday night. I have my hair part time, the baby just looks so right.
Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list. Those who get a second chance, and it's all because you agreed to donate some body parts you weren't able to take with you. So to become an organ donor, register through your state agency, your local state registry on the organ donor website, or organdonor.gov. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license is another thing you can do as well. So fill out all your directives and your living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for themselves. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
It's an 80s edition of The Lounge, and it's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh, that was a great, great set, Steph. Don't you think that we kicked off this show with?
Yes, I was dancing.
Totally. Stray Cats, Rock of This Town, listed by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as one of the 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. All fired up.
Oh, she's so hot. I had a poster of Joan Jett on my wall, Danny.
Really?
I can't lie about that.
How long did it stay up before you took it down?
Oh, it was up for years, let me tell you. You know, before that, we had Jay Giles, Centerfold, Boston's Own, Peter Wolf, Danny Klein. Who else we got in there, Stephanie? Seth Justman, Jay Giles himself.
Right on 1967, they were formed right out of Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester.
No, that's one of those towns that your GPS
Worcestershire.
Says, I want you to turn left to Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Worcestershire.
$495.95. And we kicked it off with Joan Jett.
And the Black Cards.
Oh, I love rock and roll. 2015 right there, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So wait a minute, Evan, I'm a little confused. Was your crush on Pat Benatar?
Oh, there's a poster next to each other of them.
Oh, each greedy little man, aren't you?
I turned one way, there was one. I turned the other way, there was the other.
Did you have the standard Farrah poster?
No, Farrah was just before my time. Heather Thomas was the other poster. Heather Thomas and... Captain Kirk, we're in the police show.
And don't forget TJ Heather Hooker. Locklear.
Heather Locklear.
Another one.
I love her.
Wasn't Heather Locklear in Dynasty?
Yes.
Bring that one way back.
I don't know. I didn't get too much into the soaps. I had my own soap opera life going on.
What's a soap opera? Heather Locklear was on it. It didn't matter.
Yeah. The legs on him.
I don't know.
It is the Lounge, 617-627-3800. Ooh, we have a great block. After this, I promise to tell you about the story when I met Laura Branigan. Oh my goodness, it's so fun. Wait, you're just going to wait till this. Listen to the break. This is The Lounge, 80s style on The Lounge, WMFO.
Show it. You really don't remember.
80s. Get your request in now. 617-627-3800.
Baby, what's wrong with you? Didn't you use your love?
617-627-3800. Your freeform station. 91.5 WMFO. On your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine, you're so fine. Tony Basil right there, 1982.
Hey, Danny, did you know she wasn't the first person to record that song? 1979, Group Racy out of the UK had it on their Smash and Grab album. But Tony is the one who was able to really bring it up the charts.
And Olivia Newton-John was getting physical.
You were doing a little physical something or other in the studio over that song. I'm not sure what that was.
I really was. I was actually watching a music video. Nothing wrong with that music video. The actual song itself, shipping 2 million copies. It's certified platinum, spending 10 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And before that, we had Sheena Easton strutting her stuff there. Miss Thang at the 27th Grammy Awards picked up Best Female Vocal Performance there. And we kicked it off with Laura Branigan, okay, with Gloria. Real quick story about this. It was about 2003, and she was at a festival in Boston. I was working there at the Star Street Team, Star 93.7 in Boston, and it was so much fun. And prepping, I was setting up the flyers and everything up, and this woman is sound checking up there, and I said to her, hey, listen, you have a beautiful voice. And she's like, well, thank you. I get back there that night, and it's her, Laura Branigan, that I said that to. No idea that I was her that I was talking to.
And what did she say?
She just gave me a dirty look, and I gave myself a schiaffo in the faccia. Slap in the face, like, my goodness. Well, only Danny would do something like that.
That is a true Danny moment.
Of course. Danny-isms.
Shout outs, we got Steph.
Oh, Lord. We got Manny. DJ Stevie Ray is checking in from Revere. He's actually driving the Blue Line right now, so listening at work. Candy Apple Baptista calling in from Chelsea, Massachusetts. She wanted to hear a little Madonna, so we'll be getting that on for her. Marianne DiPrizio McClagan, all the way from Malta, New York.
Yeah.
And of course, my mom, Mrs. C, recovering from back surgery. She's healing herself listening to the
good
lounge.
Mama Cardoni, get well. And speaking of NYC, we have Otis checking in NYC. We have Lisa in Roslindale. Roseanne, excuse me, Matarazzo in the North End. I got your request on Facebook. Thank you very much. Laurie checked in Boston, and Monine in New Hampshire. So always great. And throwing it back to you. Any quick ones? We missed someone.
We have a
call.
A live call.
Hey, you're live on that lounge. Who is this?
It's Bob Rand.
Yay!
Hey.
California.
Where are you from, Bob Rand? Where are you
now
from again?
Palm Springs. Now it's Palm Springs, California.
Thank you. We just wanted to make sure everybody heard that we're getting all the way across the country, 2,200 miles away. Thank you for checking in, Babs.
2,000 miles away. Yep.
Yeah. My BFF and best friend and sister.
That's right.
Oh, it's crazy. Thank you.
I'm loving the show.
Oh, that's great.
My band on, my leg warmers.
Yay.
That's what I said. Padded shoulders.
Just like Olivia Newton-John.
Lace gloves.
Yeah. And you know, Babs, you're out in Palm Springs. Michael Painter up in Hampton, New Hampshire checked in. Gina DeRossi from Amherst, New York checked in.
Hey, G.
Sherry DeMeo, Terry Cook, Julie Cronin, Stephen Cook, our buddy Ace, Maddie V checked in, all from the Boston area. My friend Leanne Mahoney check in. Oh man, did I have a crush on her
really
when I was growing up? But yeah, you know,
let's hear it. All right, and we're gonna go actually before with that, and Barbara Ann, any quick shout outs that you want to give while we're on the topic of shout outs?
Just to you guys, I miss you. I wish I was there. I'm loving the show.
Oh, thank
you. Good music tonight.
Thank you. And,
miss
you, know,
you too.
And Steph, hey, you know, this week is another one of those weeks where we had a passing of an icon in my mind.
Yeah, actually today we lost the founder and one of the many lead vocalists of Earth, Wind, and Fire, the Elements. Rest in peace, Godspeed, Maurice White. And ironically, they were being noticed for their lifetime achievements for this Grammys that will be coming up, I guess, in a couple of weeks, 2016. Yep. So he's a great, great loss to the music industry. I believe it was Parkinson's disease that actually took his life. So very, very horrific thing, and he will be sorely missed.
Mm-hmm.
Also along with people in music heaven is the late, great Rick James, born James Ambrose Johnson out of Buffalo, New York, and he celebrated what would have been his 57th, I believe, birthday on February 1st.
Right.
Now, he was the king of punk funk, as they call him. And
right, yep.
Despite his many demons, he had so many, you know, so much talent, and worked collaboratively with
many
the Temptations, the Mary Jane Girls, Tina Marie, of course. But I know
Don't forget Eddie Murphy.
Eddie
party
Murphy.
All the time. Since we're talking about the 80s.
Like I say, the list goes on and on. We could be here all night. But I wanted to cut that little bit short, and because I know Barbara has a pretty funny story. So Barbara, if you could keep it somewhat
Let's do it.
Clean,
let's hear it.
She has a little story about Rick James. Tell us about it, Babs.
I don't know if you want to hear this. He's a jerk.
Oh, we certainly want to hear it.
Barbara did an interview.
Okay. I was doing an interview when I was at Star of Rick James, and he came in, and I don't know where everybody else was. Nobody was in this. Like, everybody was gone. He must have come, like, either real early in the morning or real late at night. I don't remember.
I think you had him at, like, 5:30 in the morning, if I remember that.
It was real early in the morning before anybody got there. And, you know, I'm talking to him, and he doesn't want to be interviewed. I'm asking him questions, and he's like, "Let's go in my limo." And I'm like, "Oh, cool." And I'm like, "Can I take a picture of you? Because I had my camera. Can we do, you know, digital camera, no cell phones then." I said, "Can I take a picture?" And he's like, "Oh, well, let me take a picture of you." I'm like, "No, I'd like to take a picture of you. Maybe we can get together." He's like, "Let me see the camera." He took the camera, threw it across the studio, smashed it. and kept telling me, grabbing my arm, trying to drag me into downstairs into his limo.
He tried to lug you
to party with him. Yeah. And I'm like, he was a total jerk. I didn't get the interview done, and I ran out of there as fast as I could because I thought he was going to literally kidnap.
Was he trying to make you into like a super freak, perhaps?
Absolutely.
Maybe.
He used
was
to
out of it.
He actually used to come into the North End and be read by the famous Laurie Bruno, who works out of Salem, Massachusetts. And she lived on North Street, which was right around the corner. And I remember all the kids in the neighborhood, you know, he'd pull up in the limo and we'd be running after that limo.
Chase him down.
Chase him down. And he loved Laurie. Of course, she would have hit him with a skillet if he tried anything. But yeah, he used to go there at least maybe once a month for a reading there. So many stories of Rick James.
Well, Barbara Ann, thank you very much for the story. And I got a little bit of super freak Rick James for you. This is an 80s style of the lounge, WMFO 91.5.
Spread your ear pollution, both far and wide. Another one. Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust. Hey!
Request it now. Call 617-627-3800.
Because I had to flare. I was a virtuoso, I was a rock idol. And all the stories, they come and rock me up. Und es war irgendwie nur Plastic Money in den Modelbanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alles ruft noch auf den Captain Rock, mir ab,
I'm a dance, I'm a dance. I'm a dance, I'm a dance. Oh, oh, us. Oh, oh, us. Oh, 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 o